This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, Grandma, let's go. 30 plus whatever it is, 7 after the hour. Here's what you need to know about what's going on in the world today, courtesy of the DJV element. Jennifer's off today. Victoria Keelan is here, working well in the confines of our obstructive, horrible circumstances called a studio. We can't go outside. I'd like to be in the middle of a field with a microphone, be able to do the program. But instead, we got to be inside these lousy studios. Okay, so there's something to be said. Let's see how many people will scream at this comment or statement. There's something to be said for what the president of the Philippines does with drug lords. And I'm wondering how many of us will get on board that bandwagon. Donald Trump apparently wants to find this guy out, wants to faff him out. So he called the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, who's been threatening Trump and threatening pretty much, we're going to take care of you. This guy seems like a chip off the old Kim Jong-un block. Or is he really? The people in that part of the world, Singapore is another place where they have no tolerance for lawbreakers. I don't know if they go around and shoot them, but, you know, if you get caught stealing something, your arm gets chopped off, stuff like that. And so if you get caught lying, your tongue gets caught up. That's what they do there. So here's Duterte, who's been talking about all the drug lords he's killed. And there's a real problem. Philippines have a real problem with drugs, as the rest of the world does. So is this a way? I mean, what is the point of keeping that these people are as bad as they are? Look what happens in Mexico. Look what happened in Colombia. Look what's going on in Venezuela and other players, mostly South America, but in Asia is a big problem as well. And these people are killing, literally, around the world, there are hundreds of thousands of people who get killed every year because they're involved in the drug trade, or how many hundreds of thousands of people, if not more, die as a result of using drugs. So why is this such, why are all these human rights groups all worked up about this? Why isn't what Duterte is doing the right thing? Well, the answer.
I think maybe the bigger issue is that he's not just going and killing drug lords. It's people who are doing drugs or anyone that they suspect of doing drugs.
I mean, they've gunned down thousands of people.
Yeah, yeah.
No trial, no justice. I mean, this guy is a whack job. I mean, every single time, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand why we're rolling out the red carpet for somebody like this. I mean, I think this is an abomination. Well, look, Doug, your son is a drug and alcohol counselor. I would love to know what his opinion on this is.
You know what? That would be a good question to ask him. If I could ever get him out of bed at this hour of the morning out there, I probably would do that. But that's not – I got a note from him last night. He was out until Saturday night. I think he was out with the same person 13 hours. For those of you who don't know, my son is an alcohol and drug rehab counselor in Los Angeles, and he specializes in dealing – with youngsters from the age of 14 to 18. And normally they come from well-to-do families where the parents don't give a damn, pay any attention whatsoever to what's going on with their children, and thus the problem. And so he gets involved in all of their aspects of life. He's lived with some of them for a period of time to try to calm them down, and he has a very an excellent track record, if I do say so myself, and reputation and results. So he's much in demand because, sadly, there is so much drug usage, the opiate, all the things that are on the street.
That's an epidemic,
And then the prescription pills that are so much a part of the landscape out there. It's really, I'm sure isn't for that, although that is a good question for me to ask him.
This is anyone who's suspected. Okay, drug lords, that's one thing, but anyone who's suspected of using drugs.
All right, yeah, I get it's a little bit over
the top. A little bit?
But the other side of it is, what we're doing now doesn't work. Look at the epidemic. It's growing by leaps and bounds, and these people in the illegal drug trades are making hundreds of millions of dollars at the expense of people's lives. They ruin people's lives.
They do, yeah.
And kill the people that get in their way. There's two ways of dying. You take the stuff and get overdosed, or you get in the way of the drug dealers and they kill you. So why would you want to, if you were sure, and that's the fine line you're talking about, Victoria, is how do you make sure that who you're knocking off is really the bad guy?
Right.
And so that on that question, I'm with you. But once you find out who the bad guys are, I don't have any problem with this, frankly.
But
I don't.
But there is no. This is just shoot first and
yeah,
don't
yeah.
Ask
no, I get that part of it. I'm with you on that. So it leaves. So
that's why the human.
Like,
but that answers your question. That's
the guy
why
up
human rights
and says, why
are.
Don't you come visit us in America so we can talk about what to do about the drug problem?
Because so we're just going to start gunning people down
well,
who are using
know,
drugs in America
happen.
Too?
No. But it's a point. Trump always goes 190% overboard to make his point. And, you know, most of the time people think that what he's saying and or doing is in their wheelhouse. The people who are his supporters, what we saw last week, 86% of the people who voted for him thought he was doing a great job. And so, you know, what is that? Yeah, I don't think 86% of the people who voted for Obama ever thought he was doing a good job. And
well,
so
that's not true.
But whether they're crazy or they aren't crazy. I think it's something. You know what it does? It forces us, and that's what Trump is bringing. The conversation is forced to look at the extremes, because everything about Trump is an extreme. Everything. It's all extreme. I wonder how his children grew up to be normal, because they don't seem to be any of them.
Well, their mother raised them. I mean, they didn't really see him that much.
Yeah, well, but they all care about him, obviously.
Sure, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I think that their mother was a huge influence. Yeah. They grew up in Connecticut, and he was in New York. You know, it made me kind of sad for Ivanka when they asked her about her relationship with her father, and she said, well, you know, he always took my call. Well, really? Okay, yeah. Well, that's not a great standard.
That's not what you really want from a father, but
no.
Look at the way they are around him. She's helping him a lot now to save him from himself, frankly.
I hope
that's
she can.
The way I look at what she's doing. She's saving him from himself. And that's a big job. So,
well, I think so far she and Jared have saved him from Steve Bannon, which is a great thing.
And others, too, that they're going to whisk out. You'll see a bunch more of these people just get, they'll just be forgotten. Mm. Where'd that guy go? I don't know. He's not here anymore.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of that. Most top performers agree. Think about this when it comes to Trump and his family, or to you, maybe. What, as I say all the time, the reason that I tell stories or I have us get involved in conversations is because there's always a takeaway. I always want you to take away something from the conversation. And in terms of Trump, say what you will about him, but he's been successful more often than not. And why is that? Is it his mind? Does he put his mind in a place that says, I am going to do this. I will not give up until it's done? Is that what he does, and is that what makes it work? We spend enough in preparing for our lives. You go to school, maybe you go to college, you get trained. But do you spend enough time training your mind? This has come too late to the party. Not too late, but late in life for me, where I really paid attention to my mind, how it works and what it does. And I'm offering this to those of you who are Kara's age and Victoria's age, spend a lot of time training your mind. And then you will, whether you want to take Donald Trump as an example or not, but take anybody, your parents maybe have done a good job. Hopefully they've set a good course for you and a good example. But anybody who's successful these days, now, trains their minds and their bodies. People who are healthy physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally are going to be the successful ones, because life is so complex now, you can't just depend on one thing. You got to have them all. And so I guess that's a little bit philosophical, but I feel strongly about it, because I think that in some circumstances, Trump's being given the short end of the stick. Is he a little whacked? Yeah, it's, you have a strange way of looking at reality, maybe. But it's time for us to shake up what's going on here. And if nothing else, he's doing that one way or the other. So, all right, that's the point of this conversation to this point. 16 past the hour. Here's another point I have. Mother's Day, you're going to hear me a lot this week and next week talking about the opportunities for you to tell your mom that you love, 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 love her. Did you get a box of Sherry's Berries?
I did. Yeah. I came home last night to a box.
Did Kara, did they send you any?
I did, and I've already eaten a bunch of them. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, nice. There's a book for your mother.
That's okay. I will buy her another box with my own money for Mother's Day.
Yeah. Mother's Day is coming up a week from Sunday. Sherry's Berries, offering huge, and they seem bigger this time than they did last time to me. I got mine, I think it was Friday night. And I opened it. I've had one. I'm trying to cut back on all of this stuff, so I've only had one between then and now. And I was
thinking, you know, they are more in season since Valentine's Day, which is the last time we all had them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. They did they did look bigger.
Better.
Yep.
Yep. I was going to bring them over, actually, to Meredith's house yesterday, and then I thought, nah, she won't eat them anyway, because we all are saying to ourselves, nah, we don't want to eat this stuff, but we really do. Secretly, we really do want to eat them. Sherry's Berries, they are huge, they are fresh, they are yummy, and the price is right. $19.99 plus shipping for the first dozen, and you double the order for just $10 more if you go online now to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, use the code DJV, and you'll get the deal. That's right, the way to get these American-grown, amazing berries, $19.99. Visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code DJV. Berries.com, the code DJV. When you click on the mic, this amazing deal will not last long. Mother's Day is a week from Sunday, so be sure to order now at berries.com. Use the code DJV.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so a postscript for a moment on the discussion of drugs. Remember when George W., you probably don't, neither of you care, Victoria. George W. Bush, the father, is the one who started the war on drugs. First year they spent 19...
I thought that was Nancy Reagan. Wasn't she famous
for
that?
Just say no. But the real war on drugs started during the Bush administration. Well, he saw what was going on during the... I suppose the inspiration, if you want to call it that, was during the Reagan years. But they didn't really have that much success with just say no. But it was a good slogan. You know, it got them started thinking about what they had to do. But a lot of times over the years, people have thought the government or people in government are involved in the drug trade. And that's why the drug war never went anywhere. Because people higher up in the government make, you know, anybody who's involved in this obviously makes a lot of money. And, you know, the stories are a legion and not short. A government involved, maybe. Listen, I don't put anything past a lot of these people, frankly. Get themselves into positions of power. 21 after the hour.
Over the last several years, have you been one of those people that have felt...
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Say anything other than good, because the music that Dionne Warwick has been responsible for has been so fabulous. This is a great example. Crack this up for me. Kurt Bacharach and Dionne Warwick made a fabulous, fabulous combination. Kurt Bacharach, Hal David. There were dozens of songs that were created by those three over the late 60s through the 70s into the early 80s. Hit after hit. After hit after hit. And so Dionne Warwick has been a part of the music scene, although you two ladies know, I don't think you know her too much.
Not really, no.
I don't know. Should I tell that story on the air that I just told you off the air?
Or is that that's interesting.
Well, I used to be one of my many past lives. I've had a lot of different businesses, and I've done a lot of things in my life. One of them was to run a family bus company. I had a bus company that ran school buses, transit buses, over-the-road coaches for 14, 15 years. I took it over when I was a kid and walked away from it when I got a job in St. Louis, the morning guy on a radio station there. So that was when I left before I walked away. One of the things that we did, because there's a state prison here in Framingham, and I have always, you know, I've never been good at saying no to people, especially in this circumstance. I had some very famous characters who were in jail over there who came to work for me. And one of them was a drug dealer who'd been in for 18 years. And he told me he had some of the most famous people in the world as his customers. And this lady was one of them. And he told me some details of her life. But you can sort of see it in the way she's aged. If you see the PBS special that's running now, on her and her music with Hal David and Burt Bacharach, one of the things that you see in the outtakes, or even when she's singing, she's sitting next to the piano. When this song was recorded, as you're listening to, she's sitting next to the piano, microphone and a cigarette in her hand. And she's singing the song and smoking at the same time when he's playing the piano. And the orchestra's that. This is the era when everything was done all at once. It was one take. You're in the studio with the orchestra. Burt Bacharach's playing the piano. And she's singing the song. Lyrics are on the piano. And she's smoking a cigarette. And so, you know, you just kind of wonder, how does this all work? Anyway, the reason we're telling you stories is because she held a press conference at the Cannes Film Festival to announce a new biopic on her. And the biggest cast member is Lady Gaga. And then apparently Lady Gaga wasn't involved. I'm trying to figure out what came first here, the chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
The song and the movie is called Don't Make Me Over. So was Gaga supposed to be in it, and then she said, I don't want to be in it? Or was she never attached
like,
to it?
I don't know. I'm not sure the backstory on that, but whatever the reason, Gaga made it clear that she has nothing to do with it. Yeah. Maybe it's something connected to, like, you know, yeah. some
I'm
rumors
thinking,
about
yeah,
her.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that may be part of it. But there are a lot of people who are in this biopic, and they include Bill Clinton, Quincy Jones, Burt Bacharach, Clive Davis, Gladys Knight, Sissy Houston, Smokey Robinson, and it features all of her great songs. So I will watch it because I was a big fan of her music, frankly. Big, big fan. Aretha's in on the act here. She has come out swinging against Dionne Warwick, accusing her of making up a story that she was Whitney Houston's godmother, even though that wasn't ever...
Darlene Love, apparently, was actually her godmother. Yeah.
And I'm going to see Darlene Love in concert in Boston this Saturday night. So there isn't usually a Q&A, although I think some of these artists ought to have a little time just to talk to the audience about what goes on. But Darlene Love... was a great influence. Just the exact opposite of Dionne Warwick. Clean as a whistle. Clean, clean, clean. So, musical stories abounding at 28 After on DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, getting a second opinion. If there's anything serious going on with your dog or cat's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Most vets are extremely professional and would not hold it against you if you were to seek out another opinion. In fact, many vets encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, perhaps it's time to change your doctor. Your dog or cat is a member of the family. If any other member of the family was ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you seek out another opinion? You bet you would. Do the same for your little furball. It's only fair. And remember, there are many specialties in the veterinary field now, just like there are in human fields. There are oncologists. There are neurologists. There are internists. Just like with people, we have many specialties in the pet field. So don't be afraid to ask your vet. If you're not getting the results you think you should be getting, say, hey, doc, is it time for a second opinion or a specialist? I'm Warren Eckstein.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We tackle this half hour of the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off today, so we tackle the problems of the world without one third of the thought tank, the think tank. The thought tank is past tense, right? Think tank is present tense. All right, so we want the present tense to win.
I think it's still just a think tank, whatever tense it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a thinking tank.
Yes.
How does the tank think? That's for tomorrow's program. Today, we move ahead, have some sports news in a moment. First, though, an understanding of what the Turks are doing. They have blocked access to Wikipedia. They didn't give any explanation for it. There was a statement that was issued yesterday by the country's Information Technology Authority saying, quote, an administrative measure has been taken for this website after technical analysis and legal consideration. Apparently, there's a big debate over there. The president had a referendum, and now the president has new powers. Donald Trump called him and congratulated him again. Basically becoming a dictator. Anyway, I wonder how much he really knew about what was going on. Having said that, there were a lot of electoral... let's see, what would be the right word here? Irregularities, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that would lead me to believe that there was a little cheating going on. Turkey's ranked as...
Do you think they blocked Wikipedia specifically because anyone can edit Wikipedia?
I don't know. They already blocked Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
So this is another step on that ladder. Turkey ranks very low. The 180 countries that have any kind of press freedom at all, there are 214 countries in the world, I think, and 180 have some kind of free press. And of that group, Turkey is at 159, I think. So they're only, 21 countries worse than they are when it comes to press freedom and what people know about what's actually going on in the government. And so that's the opportunity for people like this guy. What's his name? Erdogan. It's a perfect place for guys like that. And the Philippines, the same thing. It's a perfect place for a breeding ground for guys like this Duterte. And both of them have been invited to the White House.
Ugh.
Okay. So we'll figure it out. You know what? I'm really, this is an observation, okay? I had a conversation last night with somebody about sanctuary cities and drugs and where they come from and legal aliens and yada, yada, yada. I have this conversation frequently, and lately it happens at the behest of my brethren who are in the town meeting here in Framingham. A lot of Brazilians who have come to this country live in Framingham, and there are a good deal of them who are not here legally. We all know it. And so there is a group of us in town meeting who want to take a close look at what benefits people who don't pay their way. And then this conversation came about, these people are paying taxes. Well, yes and no. Anybody who's in this country is paying taxes by virtue of buying
tax.
Sales taxes,
right,
and things like that. But are you paying income taxes? And besides, there are a lot of people who have, even though it may be a difficult process, isn't it worthwhile to make it a process that people respect? And so the people who don't want to participate in it at all, in my mind, are telling us they don't respect what they have. They're just here to take. And so then you get into circumstances that are just completely, like, out of control. The story of a lady who was identified only as Jane Doe, Border Patrol agent last year, subjected this woman who lives in New Mexico, is a legal resident of the United States. She has family in El Ciudad Juarez, other side of El Paso, where this program is heard, in both Juarez and in El Paso. So she comes across, she walks across the bridge, the El Paso Bridge, and a sniffing dog alerts the border agents. So they bring her into a back room, they strip search her, they can't find any drugs on her person, so they bring her over to the University Medical Center in El Paso. She was shackled to a bed. They took all her clothes off. They did a probe of her rectum. They did a probe of her vagina. And then they had a CAT scan on every part of her body that they couldn't reach without her consent or a warrant. So she got out of jail. She was told that she had to sign a medical consent form and then be billed $5,400 for the procedure. She sued him and was given a check last week for $475,000.
That's not
which
even
in
enough.
My mind,
that's
is
not
perfectly
enough.
Appropriate.
That's not even enough. For
how
what that
these
woman
damn
went
people get away with this stuff, and how they still have a job,
it
makes me sick too. It's just, you know,
she was medically raped. That's what she was.
Yeah. And by the way, she crosses over the bridge once a week. It's not like it was her first time, and they all knew who she was. But because the dog supposedly sniffed something, she comes across the bridge every week. She must be a baddie, so let's go to town on her. American Civil Liberties Union sued the...
I can't believe they only got $400,000.
I'm sort of...
How is...
Actually surprised.
Dr.
Too.
David Dow got in the millions.
Yeah.
And didn't... And now what...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold
bad,
on a second. She got $1,000,001 from the hospital. So she got $475,000 from the customs people and $1,000,001 from the hospital. So I'm wondering why she would have got... This was on orders of the Border Patrol, so why didn't they step up and have to pay the whole thing? Why is the hospital on the hook for $1.1? Apparently it's because of the way they did it. The Border Patrol wasn't involved. They have a unit at the hospital that they've hired to examine people in these circumstances.
Ugh.
And they apparently go through dozens of these people at the hospital every day. So.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Scares me. You know, you hear these stories more and more. They're coming
out, these Border Patrol agents,
and they're, I don't know if they're drunk with power. I don't know what's going on. But
and I don't see that they're getting any more. Trump, you know, they all want to blame Trump. Trump didn't say, do this. That's not what they're about. He didn't say, make sure you do this for people who are in question. That's just them taking advantage of the situation like a lot of other people in authority have, just because they think that's what they're entitled to do under the circumstances.
Yeah, they think under this administration that's the directive and wherever it came from or didn't come from or how it's being interpreted or whatever. But there is a major, major problem. We keep hearing these stories, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, I don't know about that. We need to sort of curb it or have people know that they can't get away with this stuff. It's not... Well, no matter who's in charge.
But if none of these people were reprimanded, I mean, none of them lost their jobs, right? That we know of.
No, no, I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I'm not. That's not clear to me. If anybody's got a heads up on these people, they should be firing these people. They get more sorts of things. They need to be fired. They're not doing anybody any good, including the government and the people that are in charge. They don't want to have. They just want to get the job done, if you will. Mm. All right, let's get to the sports desk. Biff Horn's not here. Biff Keelan is.
I'm missing my other Biff half.
Yes, your other Biff is gone, so maybe we'll, I don't know, maybe I'll become Biff. Or even Ken. Kara's too young to be a Biff.
One of the stories about the Spurs, and I like the Spurs, so I could always be
so
a Biff on
Spurs.
That.
Yeah, let Kara do a story.
Greg
yeah.
Popovich, all right, go ahead.
Oh, wait, no, do the other one first so I can find that story.
Well, okay, so our first story is about NASCAR, and NASCAR driver Kyle Busch and his wife Samantha struggled to have a baby before they ended up using in vitro fertilization, and then they conceived their son Brexton, who was born in 2015. So they also were left with a $24,000 bill for the IVF procedure, which is, of course, not uncommon, and not covered by insurance.
A couple times. That's what my daughter has IVF and a couple times, and it's expensive.
Yep, and it's not covered by insurance.
Nope.
None of it is.
And nobody understands why, by the way, either. I don't understand that.
In Europe
myself.
It is. Yeah. In Ireland it is. Yeah. My cousin used it. It's covered. Yeah.
If they pay for Viagra pills, under the health care bill, why wouldn't they be paying for this stuff? Anyway, go ahead.
It's a very good question.
Thank you.
So Kyle and Samantha have started a foundation called the Bush Bundle of Joy Fund, and it covers the costs associated with infertility, and they're helping couples in their home state of North Carolina conceive through the same clinic that helped them. So far, they have 50 applications from couples who have already suffered multiple miscarriages, and a few of the couples have been trying to get pregnant for a decade. Samantha said, so far, they've had 10 babies born to their new foundation, and they received a $30,000 donation for being a finalist in the Comcast Community Champion of the Year Award, which is given to people in the NASCAR community for their community service. So they're basically, Samantha said, you know, when you break your leg, insurance covers it. And she said, well, my ovaries were broken, but it wasn't covered. Yeah, so they're trying to...
The sexist...
Sexism is
a part of the insurance business today. Just another rung on the ladder of bad thinking, stupid thinking. All right, let's get to this story about Greg Popovich. Here's Biff.
Biff Schilling.
Schilling.
Does that have quite a nice ring to it, Biff Schilling?
I have to think about that for a second. All right, what do we have
yeah,
here?
Well, Greg Popovich, who is the coach of the San Antonio Spurs, and he's been coaching that team for 20 years, I think, something around there. And so apparently he took the team to a restaurant in Memphis where they were playing the Memphis Grizzlies over the weekend. And the bill was $850, which is quite a big bill, but they left a $5,000 tip on it. So that was a good day for the server for them. I wonder what she did or he did for them.
$5,000.
Yeah. That's a good tip. I think I would just quit after that and keep the tip. But anyway, they didn't actually confirm that it was him, but I guess they showed the receipt and it had his signature on it, so they're pretty sure. But, you know, I'm not actually surprised about this because that team, I don't know. I know, Victoria, you don't watch much basketball, and Doug,
I don't think
you do either. But the San Antonio Spurs are just kind of known for being, they're a clean team. They play clean. Everybody seems to be pretty nice. They're all pretty humble. And, like, the three leading scorers on the team have all, they've been there since the beginning. They've all played for the team for like 15, 20 years. So I'm not really surprised. They just all seem to be really nice. So
unfortunately, they lost to Memphis.
Yeah, they did.
But hey, they had a good dinner the night before.
Sounds like it.
All right. There's a few twists and turns in the road, courtesy of the DJV experience. It's now 46 past the hour.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, we seem to have a lot of focus on drugs today. Drugs, 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 drugs. So why does the government want your old drugs? The DEA says that they want your old prescription drugs. The idea is pretty simple. It looks like they have put together, I think this actually started last year, the year before, Victoria, Take Back Day. It's Drug Take Back Day. Mm-hmm. People turn, and I know we're doing it in Framingham at the police department. We were talking about this last week. Most every town is doing it. The folks can bring the bag. They don't want you to bring the prescription because there's too much information about you on the prescription. So if it got into the wrong hands, it wouldn't be good. So you take the drugs out of the prescription bottle and put it in a plastic bag and bring it to the police station. And I think it's this Saturday that that happens, is it not? Am I right about it this week?
I think you're right. I think it is on Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately,
what do they do with all those drugs, though? What happens to them after you turn them into the police station?
I think that they destroy them.
You sure?
That's what I was curious.
I mean, that's the point of it, is to destroy them, because there's two things. They don't want anyone else stealing them. Like, if you have an elderly relative who passes away and has a bunch of prescriptions left, you know, if there's a younger grandchild.
Well, that's how these kids get onto this stuff. That we were talking about Brendan and his being a drug and alcohol counselor.
Yep.
More often than not, the kids get started on what's in the pantry.
Well, yeah, I was having this conversation with some friends the other day, because a couple people I know recently had wisdom teeth removed, and I've had surgery, and when I had my leg broken last year, I got a bunch of medicine just lying around, and luckily I don't think any of my friends would take them, but I think that this is a good idea, because I think tons of people just have it, and they don't know how to get rid of them.
Yeah. And here's the thing, this is something that a lot of people in authority figures have said, do it, but no one really pays attention. Don't flush these down the toilet. Do not do that. They end up in all of our water supply. Your dogs end up drinking it.
10 minutes out of the toilet. 10 minutes for the hour.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the super...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A new time, because Tom Kreitler is so alert and alive, we've decided to have him start off.
What, unlike all your other morning guests?
Well, sometimes on Mondays, people have a few cobwebs in their cerebellum and cerebrum, you know what I mean?
It's an extension of the weekend.
I can always count on you to fix things up here.
Right.
Matter of fact, let's talk about what you did over the weekend, giving people ideas. Those of you who have grills and you're going to throw the old one away, not so fast. Tommy's got a suggestion for you in a moment, plus a couple of questions from listeners who want to get to the bottom problems at their home. That all coming up here in just a matter of moments.
Napa know-how.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, and all of you, every single one of you, listened to this past weekend. There will be a test on it later on, content-wise. All right, so while the show was on, you were fixing your grill. Explain to people what you did. The grill manufacturers of America won't like this, but the people who supply parts will, and so will every homeowner who's got a grill.
Well, you know, we have a grill, propane grill, a couple of side tables, you know, decent size, and we like it, right? We've had it for a number of years. But the problem is that the burners eventually will corrode away, develop holes, and then sometimes you have these diverter bars that divert the flame that's over the burners so that when the juices and the meat hit it, they sort of sizzle back up. It's all part of the system. Well, they had all turned to a big rusty mess. I took a look around, and new grills were like, you know, $600, $700, $800 that were similar to the size I had. I said, let me look and see if I can get parts. Sure enough, you can buy anything online. I went to an online retailer for grill parts. I bought the burners. I bought the flame bars. I bought a new electric ignition, even though the old one was still working. I figured, you know, while you're at it, you might
as
well.
Yep.
And I took the whole thing apart. It took me less than probably 45 minutes. Took all the old stuff out. While it was all apart, I was able to clean it up. I have had a pressure washer, so I grabbed that, you know, my one tool to clean everything, and just, like, shot all that black charcoal crud away and put it back together, and now it's as good as new. I mean, because you think about it, those are the only really parts inside of a grill that wear out. You know, the cast iron surfaces were just fine, so now we got a new grill, and it cost me about $100 in parts.
Think about it for a second, though, the stuff you're putting in your stomach, they have all that corroded crud on them.
Yeah, well, that's why it's in the grill. We don't eat that part, Doug.
All right, next, you can send a note, by the way, to me, Doug at DougStefan.com or Tom at MoneyPit.com. Here's Mike in Hawaii. He has asphalt shingles on his home, 30 years old. How come you don't have any leaks, pal? 30 years is a long, long time. He's got some moss on him. What does he do?
Yeah, well, moss is actually not going to cause an issue. Mike's question is, whether or not he should replace that roof before he puts solar panels on. And I say, of course, yes, because you don't have to take those panels off to replace the roof. But the interesting thing is this roofer is saying put a second layer on it. I am not an advocate of that, even though you're allowed to do that. The problem is that when you put multiple layers on your roof, the new layer doesn't last nearly as long as the old layer because the old layer holds a lot of heat, especially in a tropical climate. He's from Hawaii. You know, all that heat that's retained in that first layer, that basically speeds up the degradation of that new layer because the hotter it gets, the quicker all the mineral oils and everything that's inside of it wear out, and the faster it cracks and starts to leak. So take off that roof right down to the sheathing, put a new set of shingles on, and then put your solar on, which, of
go
course...
Go to Elon Musk and buy the new
shingles.
Yeah,
if you live in an area like that, I mean...
Solar panels. Why can't we all buy the solar panel? What do you think of those? The solar panel... Asphalt or not asphalt, but shingles.
Oh, there's shingles? Yeah, I'm not convinced yet. We'll see. I like the idea, but we'll see.
It's a good idea. All right, Tommy the K, lots of great ideas. Check out MoneyPit.com.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because
the answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.